Station on the ground reporting. News as it happens. Yeah! Here I am, your main man, reporting from Jam Jam. On 16,000 kilocycles FM, and 1,000 megahertz on the ground. Yeah!
Hi, I'm Thomas from Athens. You're listening to WGHC 90.7 FM, ATRA.
The 14-piece Hudson Valley-based brass band Brasskill performs on June 17th at the Opus 40 landmark location in Ulster County. The massive earthwork by Harvey Fite is hosting performances all summer, and the Brasskill 14-piece Hudson Valley Brass Band is one of those. They're performing at around 5:30 p.m. on June 17th. You can find out more information about this show and many others on the WGXC community calendar online at wgxc.org.
Now, from Survive All comes an economical do-it-yourself fallout shelter.
Civil defense approved and easy to assemble. Takes just a weekend.
Get maximum protection from nuclear fallout for your family.
See a Survive All shelter today.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Emily Shimidis of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. New York State of Politics reports about the bills passed by the state legislature in the final moments of its 2022 session on June 2nd. Among the measures passed, people who wish to obtain a semi-automatic rifle will be required to first obtain a permit and be at least the age of 21. Legislators outlawed the purchase or the possession of bulletproof vests. Guns will be micro-stamped to make them more traceable, and social media platforms will be required to maintain ways of reporting hateful behavior. Lawmakers passed a 2-year moratorium on a specific type of cryptocurrency mining. They passed added legal protections for abortion providers and shielded women from other states seeking abortions in New York against extraditions and arrests. Read more about these stories at New York State of Politics. Philip Pantuso reports in the Times Union that a new vacancy study says Kingston is now qualified to become the first municipality north of the New York City suburbs to opt into the State Emergency Tenant Protection Act. The study conducted by the city found a rental vacancy rate of 1.57% and home values have increased nearly 50% since the start of the pandemic. So Kingston now could adopt rent stabilization on buildings constructed before 1974 with 6 or more units under guidelines set forth by the state's Emergency Tenant Protection Act. In 2021, an Ulster County rental housing survey showed a vacancy rate of 1.81% for non-subsidized housing in the county. The housing problem? Not enough houses or apartments are available, and they are too expensive, is prevalent throughout the Hudson Valley. Rashida Tyler, a housing organizer who helps run the Ulster County Coalition for Housing Justice, said, and I quote, "My hope is that this evidence validates the experiences of Kingston residents and that action can be taken quickly to help those who are being priced out of their homes every day by speculatory rent increases," end quote. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Amelia Teasdale reports for the Columbia paper that the proposed $11 million visitor welcome facility at Olana State Historic Site is currently in the State Environmental Quality Review Act process and was unveiled to the public at a virtual meeting recently. Linda Cooper, Regional Director of the New York State Office of Parks, Recreation, and Historic Preservation, said in the SEQR document, and I quote, "No red flags that have been raised so far," end quote. The new visitor entry and orientation facility, if approved, will be off Route 9G and would include a 45-spot parking lot, bathrooms, and a cafe. About 3.5 acres of trees would be cleared for the 4,500-square-feet building. The building will be made from sustainable materials, is all electric, and carbon neutral with an electric car charging station. Read more about this story in the Columbia paper. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend. And now, here is your WGXC weather update. Your forecast for the weekend. Well, on Saturday, it will be sunny with a high near 76 degrees. It will be mostly clear Saturday night with a temperature low of around 48 degrees. And on Sunday, sunny with a high near 73 degrees. And Sunday night, partly cloudy with a temperature low of around 53. And that is your weather update from WGXC 90.7 FM. Radio for open ears in Greene and Columbia County.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Tina Sharp of Hillsdale, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Like a fire hydrant, like a public drinking fountain, like a park bench, WGXC is always there for you. At your service, 90.7 FM, Community Radio.
Number 10.
No!
2022 music there, Spitting Off the Edge of the World from the Yeah Yeah Yeahs, with some help from Perfume Genius on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM.
Number nine.
Here's 2022 new music from the Baltimore-based duo Matmos. The album is called Regards Oklani Della Bogoslaw Schaefer, and this song is Few Far Chaos Bugles from Matmos on WGXC. Thank you.
number
From Troy, that's Ben Saratin. The song's called Fog Rolls Out Raboon Gap from the 2021 album Cicada Waves. Saratin performs Sunday, June 5th at the Avalon Lounge in Catskill with M. Geddes Gengris and The Early. WGXC will have a live web stream at wgxc.org/listen or wavefarm.org/listen, where you can listen at home. Tune in or turn out to Ben Saratin, Sunday, June 5th at the Avalon Lounge in Catskill.
Number 7.
Next, we're tuning in 2022 new music from Julian Sartorius. The album is called Mux, and this track is Parlez-vous.
Number 6.
Here is 2022 new music from Anadol. The song is called Esfalir Gel, and it's from the 2022 album Felicita on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM.
Eros görüyor musun?
Raküda bana bak. Mozambik'e gidiyoruz. Gidiyoruz. Bak Baraküda'ya bak. Raküda. Gördün mü? Mozambik'e gidiyoruz. Bana bak. Kılıç bana. Güzel. Aa.
Thank you.
Listening to Anadol from their 2022 album Felicita. This has been Essaflera Gel.
Number
5 5 5 5 5 5.
Thank you.
That was 2022 music from Hudson artist M. Geddes Gengras. The song was called Hiding Smoke from his 2022 album It Fades.
Number
4 4 4 4 4 4 4.
Thank you.
number
three. Here are four legendary jazz names. On reeds, Daniel Carter. On piano, Matthew Shipp. On bass, William Parker. And on drums, Gerald Cleaver. This is the song Sun Verified from the 2022 album Welcome Adventure Volume 2. Thank you.
number
two.
That was 2022 new music from Lucretia Dalt. The song was called Mariturna, and it's from the Baby soundtrack. That's a HBO Max TV show with Lucretia Dalt there with the music on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM.
Number
one.
Here is 2022 new music from Ghost Power from their named after themselves album. This is called Panic in the Isles of Splendor.